One, two, three. Welcome to our pre-show. This is the 13th. On the 15th, 2 days from now, I'm going in for that elective surgery I was talking about. It's a muscle, to repair a muscle in my left eye. It's nothing that, it's not an injury. It's something I've had all my life since I was a kid. And basically, it's to strengthen the muscle in my left eye so I don't have a problem at times with double vision. I have misaligned my eyes sometimes, and it causes some double vision and some other cosmetic problems. And I have dealt with this since I was a kid. It got worse the older I got. It was usually, as a young man, up until maybe 10 years ago, it was nothing that was really a problem, but it has gotten to be one. And there's a lot of good surgery out there for that kind of thing. And my doctor is going to, it's outpatient. It's like a 35-minute procedure, and then I'm home. Oh, well. An hour in recovery, and then I'm home. And I'll do a. I think I'm going to do a. I'll do some kind of a Facebook Live, or not a Facebook. I'll post a video or something, you know. on the process, you see. So let me recommend, if I haven't already recommended, Drive to Survive, the Formula One, the series on Formula One on Netflix. It's a great documentary. It covers two or three seasons, I think, of the Formula One racing season. Formula One is like, they look like Indy cars, but they're different in terms of engine, wheel size, and they basically race on a road race circuit that is a, you know, winding turns and, you know, that kind of road race circuit that you've seen, as opposed to Indy cars, which race on an oval track, around and around and around and around. Although some Indy cars now, they have some Indy car races that race on road race circuits as well. But Formula One is the granddaddy of them all, and that is the sport that took off in Europe and then expanded to South America. It's gone into Asia. We have a race every year. We had a race every year in the United States at Watkins Glen. I think it's in Austin now, is the U.S. Grand Prix. There's a Canadian Grand Prix. There's a Mexican Grand Prix. Every country has their Grand Prix. Chinese have a Grand Prix. There's one in Bahrain. There's one in Australia. And anyway, what's cool about it, what's interesting about it, is just how goddamn competitive these guys are. These guys are backstab, cutthroat competitive. Even the drivers that are supposed to be on the same team, because each car is a team. Each manufacturer, each constructor, as they call them, is a team. There's the Red Bull team, sponsored by Red Bull, and they have a car, the engine of which was a Renault. I think now they're using a Honda. There's the Renault team. And you know, Renault is an auto manufacturer. There is McLaren. They also make cars. There is Ferrari. They also make cars. There is Haas. They don't make cars. They are a racing team named after their founder, Jim Haas. There's the Williams racing team named after their founder, Frank Williams. Some teams manufacture their own engines. Some teams don't and have to buy their engines, sometimes from competitors. So it's goofy. It's fucking goofy. And you don't even know how do you trust the engine you're getting from a guy that you're racing against, you know? Nonetheless, they do it. It's also about the drivers. Excuse me, goddammit. The drivers are incredible. Their guts, their cunning, their confidence, and the egos in these fucking guys is off the charts. To the point where, I don't care, you know, he may be my teammate, but I'm going to drive right through him. That's how I am. That's how I drive, you know? I mean, these guys are, so it's really fascinating. It's called Drive to Survive, or excuse me, is it Drive to Survive? Drive to Survive or Survive to Drive? It's on Netflix, Formula One documentary. Check it out. Let's go over and see what we're going to be doing here. We've got an encore show. I'm so fucking tired, man. I am, I may have to cut the coffee back, man. And I love coffee. I drink a shit pot load of coffee. I drink gallons of fucking coffee. And it never has affected me. Until now, I could take a nap after a cup of espresso. No shit. A cup of espresso would knock me out. I found out from a pharmacologist that your alpha waves have to be at a certain speed for you to sleep. And for me, my alpha waves are too slow. So drinking a cup of espresso picks up the speed of the alpha waves and you go to sleep. But not anymore. Now I'm like wide awake. So I'm going to have to change that. So the 13th of March, 2020, let's see where we are at. Fucking tired though, man, I'm telling you. 13th of March, 2020. I gotta change up this post. The news post is like 2 months old, 2.5 months, about a month and a half old. Where are we at, man? Okay, so archives. Boom, man. I logged onto the site Saturday night. Was it Saturday? No, Friday night. And the site looked really fucked up. And I said, what the hell's with the site, man? I can't find the login button. I can't find, it doesn't look like it's fully loaded and or fully loading. I was fully loaded, but was the page loading? No. And it turned out the guys were doing some late night work. We're continuing to finish up this back end work we've been doing. So they were doing some editing. That's what changed it up. March 2022. 13th? Yeah. Bobby and Steve Dooley have to deal with a crisis. Oh, vicious hockey hits from our brother, Ward Hornacek. Can't wait to hear this. Attack of the Eye Creatures. Jesus Christ. Ward Hornacek. Let's do that. Ward Hornacek. That's the guy that we... that's a guy...
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Where am I? I'm not even on the thing, man. Where, get yourself on the thing. There I am in the video. And also on the audio. And hi. This shirt that I'm wearing is actually not that... I think I wore it yesterday.
That shirt that I'm wearing on the video for this show is the exact same goddamn shirt I'm wearing right now. Interesting, huh? Not really? Okay, never mind. Interesting, huh? Let me copy and paste a few things here, man. This is where we do the... I'm just kind of copy and pasting over show logs and shit for my brothers there at my crew. We get the show set up for the morning. March 2022. Okay. Then, we do that. Then let's take a look and see our, right? Oh, I didn't download. Download that motherfucker. There you go. Then what I want to do is get our classic... Which would be from March 2006, if memory serves. And I think it does serve. Until 10. Thank you. Yeah. Does memory serve? Yes, till 11. Thank you. What the fucking hell? 6, there it is. Sorry. All right. If memory serves, we close at 11. What's the 13th? Tomorrow is today. Yesterday, today. Tomorrow. I sound like I'm a fud for a minute. Today, tomorrow. What's the day? What's the day today? March 13th, 2016. High school educator Vernon Joe joins the Sopranos. This ought to be good. Last night's Sopranos. Vernon says that the Sopranos does a disservice to Americans because it glorifies crime. Jeff Dowder talks about an article he read about penguins on the Falkland Islands in Mental Floss magazine. Phil says a flashback. Oh. Justin McElroy. This ought to be a good one. Represents students at Canyon High School. I think this ought to be a good one. Can't read it, but it looks good, so fuck it.
Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it.
Okay, man. I think we're just about set up. But yeah, I really recommend the Drive to Survive is really good. You know, all these drivers, you know, that my dad was a big racing fan. He used to take me to the races, and I got to know the drivers during that era, which, and by the way, the McLaren racing team is well known. It is legendary. McLaren Olds. They also manufacture luxury cars. Bruce McLaren himself was not only a engineer, he was an inventor. He was the team owner. He was a driver. I mean, that's how he made his name. That's how he came into you know, the public eye. Bruce McLaren, the driver, is from New Zealand. And I always thought Bruce McLaren was like an older, venerated guy. He died at the age of 32. Bruce McLaren died at 32, and his legacy is astounding. He died in a race in England, in a Can-Am race, not a Formula One race. It was Can-Am or sports cars, big, stylized, crazy-looking fucking sports cars with these high goddamn spoilers on the back, all kinds of shit. At 32, so he didn't. I thought he had kids, and I thought he had grandkids. I thought there was a whole family thing. No, the name McLaren has just lived on. All right, so we've done all that. We've done all the damage we can do there. We've done all the damage we can do here. Did we do the Jeff Dowder thing? Where are you, bitch? Huh? That's interesting. Wait a minute, man. I just want to make sure that I got the show log in. I did. Very proud of myself. Boom. All right. Did you, okay. I'm always downloading things 2 and 3 times because I fucking forget whether I did or not. It's better that than the alternative, which is not having downloaded at all, you know. All right.
Oh, I didn't want to log out, you fucking whore. God damn, well, I guess it doesn't matter. Let me see here. Hold on. Ah, fuck. I want to go back to last year. Here we go. One more, man. One more click of the button and I'm back. All right. So this is Ward Hornacek. Former Hershey Squirt hockey goon talks about vicious hockey hits. All right. A new week, a new beginning. Phil Hendry here, and it is